This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2162. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded October 27th, Alaska, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Europe, France, India, Japan, Christmas Island, Korea South, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, Peru, Romania, Russia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we began with news about a special series of transmissions from the AARP facility in Gakona, Alaska, namely of some experimental video and audio art by Amanda Dawn Christie called Ghosts in the Air Glow. Many of us were trying to hear this. I didn't get much direct, but went to the website they provided where someone in Alaska was tuning it in and then streaming what was being received. The first transmission was October 23rd at 0600 to 0630 UT on a variable set of frequencies, mainly 4850, which was the one in use up till the end. Audio was mostly noise, but some musical intervals, including singing, presumably by Amanda herself. I did not recognize anything until the final tune, which Eric Fetters-Wolf did recognize and identified as a version of Hush Little Baby, Mama's Gonna Buy You a Mockingbird. The other web receiver was showing a visual display, some rapidly changing blocks at various scales of gray, but nothing intelligible. I guess that was the visual art. Walt Samaniv in BC monitored a lot of this from his well-positioned remote receiver in Masset, Haida Gwaii Islands. During the fourth transmission, October 26th, at 1647 UT, he recorded this music, 9450.
We measure, we discern, we perturb, we intervene, and we interact. At the Iona, hey, well, it's a conversation. Across the world and radio waves. When we measure, we disturb, we prepare, we intervene, and we enchant. It is your honor, farewell, it's a conversation between the world and radio waves. When we measure, we disturb, we prepare,
but that's not all. This was only one of a series of experiments from the HAARP facility, scheduled to last through October 28th. Details of those were via the ARRL website. These experiments, each at a different time and set of frequencies, moon bounce, making the invisible visible, interplanetary ionosonde and Jupiter bounce, VLF amplification, HF ocean scatter, AERA radar, artificial periodic inhomogeneity, satellite instrument calibration, ionosphere satellite interactions, PFISR HAARP heating, and wave mode conversion. Perhaps the most intriguing of these was interplanetary ionosonde Jupiter bounce. It was testing the use of HAARP in conjunction with the University of New Mexico Long Wavelength Array as an interplanetary ionosonde to measure the ionosphere of Jupiter. HF transmissions from HAARP would be directed at Jupiter, and UNM LWA would listen for an echo off the Jovian ionosphere. This was October 24th at 0830 to 10 UT, when they urged ham radio operators to remain quiet, keeping the noise floor as low as possible between 2.7 and 10 megahertz. An attempt for the largest active remote sensing operation in history. So far, I don't know about the results. Somewhat more mundane, LRA 36 Antarctica. Following their special anniversary broadcast on October 20th, as I reported last week. They missed their following two scheduled broadcasts on the following Saturday and Wednesday, circa 15 UT, but keep checking 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Regarding another item last week, they reactivated Brazilian on 2470, Rádio Cacique. Hans-Jürg Biener suspected it might be a stunt of a Brazilian pirate, since it had last been reported in 2005, so he listened to their web stream, the main frequency being 1160 kHz, and indeed they did announce both frequencies, 2470 as well. And we have another recording of that, thanks to Roger in Germany.
Identificação. ZYK 517. Ondas médias 1160 kHz. ZYG 851. Ondas curtas tropicais 2470 kHz. Faixa de 120 metros. Emissoras brasileiras da Rádio Cacique de Sorocaba, Votorantim, Estado de São Paulo, Brasil.
Here's why here in Baja, Canada, we hear some AM stations so well. In John Perkins' Canadian Radio News column in IRCADX Monitor, both co-owned CHED 630 Edmonton and CJOB 680 Winnipeg have been operating all or most nights with something other than the night directional patterns published on sites like FCC Info. Both have seen the disappearance of other stations on their frequencies. CHED and CJOB night patterns were designed to protect. The CHED chief engineer discussed with me, before he retired several years ago, making it clear that he had been requesting a new night pattern for the station for decades, and there's been major tower work on their transmitter site several times since his retirement. Something's always wrong at RHC, but those spur blobs out of their 13700 transmitter I had not heard for several months. Finally, I was hearing them again, October 24th, before and after 15 UT, approximately 13632 and 13768. That is plus and minus 68 kilohertz from fundamental 13700. But they were just barely audible since the fundamental itself was also very weak. Well, at least they're trying. And somewhere in Europe, also via Manuel Mendez, Free Radio Service Holland notifies us of another broadcast on Sunday, October 30th, celebrating 42 years of shortwave free radio at 0852 until 1335 UT on 7700 parallel 9335 and 6185 kHz. And following close down, the full programming may be repeated on 7700 and or 9335. And they say their good old international listeners' letter show will be revived for the occasion. Also, a brand new QSO card in full color on heavy, high-quality paper. Ricky Leung in Alberta says, Radio France International, 17850, October 23rd to 1830 in French, but with a pulsing noise, a little more than twice per second, alongside the program from RFI. The same noise heard a few days before during the Japan relay via Isodun on 6105. Looking at the waveform on SDRs, there are spikes visible, jutting at regular intervals into the upper sideband, and he's attempting to contact RFI to advise them of the problem. After John in Ontario reported hearing a bit of English on All India Radio, contrary to schedule, I remarked that AIR will not bother to broadcast in this insignificant language except by accident. That is, when a transmitter is on a little early or a little late next to some other language broadcast. Joe Hanlon points out that English is accessible if you go via webcast. In fact, here is the site. It is newsonair.gov.in. Maybe that's enough. They don't need to put it on shortwave. Hans-Jürg Biener says, this is a huge resource for All India Radio listeners seeking news in English, Hindi, and many other languages. It's available via the AIR app and YouTube channel. Alakia Scripta forwards the NHK B-22 schedule, showing just a little bit of English remaining there. from Japan. There's still only two daily broadcasts. And the first one is at one time on Monday through Friday and half an hour later on Saturday and Sunday. For completely unnecessary reasons, I say 0430 Monday through Friday and 0500 Saturday and Sunday for half an hour each on 9865 for South Africa via France, but should also be audible here, and at 14 to 1430 on 11815 direct to Southeast Asia. Now, English also replaces some other languages on weekends only due to short staffing, and these are 20 minutes only at 0430 on 6165 to Europe via Germany, at 530 on 11790 direct, and at 1030 on 7430 direct. The last two are actually for Far East Russia. Following our report last week that most commercial AM stations in Japan would be moving to FM in the fall of 2028, there is more. NHK2 will be discontinued in fiscal 2025, laments Koji Shimotori in DXing.info, but says, I believe NHK1 on medium wave will not be eliminated because FM is difficult to reach distant areas in case of emergency. I continue to hear most, but not every night, a JBA carrier from Kurismus Island on 846 kHz. When I check after 06UT, Gary Pence says the remote in Hawaii picks it up as early as 04. October 21st, Ron Howard in California heard it direct from 0712 until it cut off in mid-song at 0726. Upon Asilomar State Beach, Ron Howard also says that October 27th was the first day that Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea returned to their alternate frequency 5920, replacing 6045, heard at 0940UT. AP reports that Mexico's Senate approved a bill October 26th to eliminate daylight shifting time. Actually, they call it saving, but that's a misnomer, since daylight cannot be saved, only shifted according to the local clock. It continues putting an end to the practice of changing clocks twice a year. But some cities and towns along the U.S. border can retain DST. The Mexican Senate approved the measure 59-25. It goes into effect October 30th, the usual time to go back to standard time in Mexico. That means the bulk of Mexico will remain on UT-6 year-round, but -7 in the northwest and -8 in BCN. I guess whether or not Alta California retains DST. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota, the most faithful listener of Radio New Zealand, says that the all-night program host Vicky McKay and her husband and grandson came down with COVID, and well wishes are due to them. It's the schedule of AM frequencies, and I'll round off the times. From 21, except on Saturdays at 20 UT, 15720. That runs all the way until 07, changing to 13730. And from 13 until 1650, 7390. From 1651, 9700. 1756, 11725. Some of these times vary depending on day of the week to accommodate DRM on another transmitter. Continued checking for Voice of Nigeria almost every night after 06UT, just below 7255. Usually there is no signal, but sometimes if there is a signal, it's just barely modulated. And also during the scheduled English broadcast, 1630 to 19UT, their evening, via remote in Canary Islands or Spain, also 7255, usually missing, but if it's on, it's barely audible. But if you really want to hear Nigerian English, there is very good reception via their webcast, which is one of the services at www.radio.garden. Or you can reach it via www.von.gov.ng. At sign-off, I couldn't help but notice that they did not even mention a shortwave frequency. Via international vacuum, internet, FM, AM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2162, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is much appreciated. By money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Cuba's Radio Rebelde continues to be absent from 5025. Very good news for listeners of Radio Quijoamba in Cusco, Peru, such as Wagner in Australia in the NASFA flash sheet. He says it's 30 hertz above 5025. Signing on October 23rd at 10 UT with the usual introductory music, full ID and frequency announcements, allowing Aussies to enjoy this Peruvian. Via Richard Lemke and Gagar Paul, we have the Radio Romania International schedule for B-22 effective October 30th, as usual. All their times shift one real UT hour later, as well as changing frequencies, even though the coming and going of DST should be irrelevant in a worldwide sense. As always, the English broadcasts starting on the half hour are half an hour long almost, while those starting on the top of the hour are almost a full hour long. First for Western Europe, 0630 on 7345, at 12, 11670 and 15460, at 18, 9770, 2130, 7375, and 23 UT, 7220. Note that the beam toward Western Europe is just about the same as to North America further beyond, especially for North America East Coast at 2130, 7310, and 9430, and at 01, 5990 and 7325. Never mind the great center of North America, but for the West Coast at 04, 6020 and 7410. For Africa at 12, 17800 and 21470. For Japan at 23, 7325 and 9620. For Australia at 0630, 17780 and 21470. Now all those frequencies are AM, while there's a separate set of frequencies for some broadcasts marked as DRM. For Western Europe, 0630, 6040, at 18, 7350, 2130, 6030, and 23, 9510. And for India at 04, 11705 and 17790, although Wolfgang Büschel finds it hard to believe that both frequencies for that broadcast are only in DRM. And of course, keep in mind, it's always possible that at least one of the transmitters may be off the air, out of order. More to last week's report under K for Kaliningrad about Russia reactivating a powerful transmitter on medium wave 1143. Now via Rusty X from Radio Rubka, more about new Russian broadcasts at high power. 999 kHz and 1413 are on the air from Pridnestrovia with 1000 and 500 kilowatts, respectively. And another one, 1089 with 1200 kilowatts from the Kuban Distribution Center, also known as the Krasnodar Radio Center. Andrei explains further in Telegram, these are miracles. In one case, a letter was sent from above turning on 1089 with 1200 kilowatts. The center had been dismantling for a long time, but this was the transmitter, the last one in the queue. It was collected by workers of the center 30 years ago with their own hands. So it's been testing, but the planned launch is about November 1st. In the British DX Club, Dan Goldfarb says, Putin has selected 1089 for Radio Russia via Armavir from 1 November. So will Talk Sport from Brookman's Park, UK, suffer at night, also on 1089. We enter winter, coverage of the UK station will be compromised for longer and longer times from the afternoon onwards, unless there are directional antennas. North American frequency from Spain, 17855, in the A season is hardly holding up anymore, as late as 2230 for English at 2200, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we could hardly wait for the winter frequency from October 30th, 9690. The English broadcast will start at 2300. 11940, the South American frequency, is to continue. However, it has been off the air lately, but when it's on, it sometimes can come in better than the others, even in eastern North America. Use a replacement for the Mideast beam, which we can hear off the back, 12030 instead of 15520. The African frequency has a choice, apparently, between 17755 and 21620, neither of which will be any good way over here, except maybe in our mornings. And the B-22 schedule via Wolfgang Büschel shows a number of other alternative frequencies have been registered. Voice of Turkey is another station, changing all its times one UT hour later for the B-22 season, October 30th. a week before we in North America have to change our clocks for a week of confusion. But here's a new schedule in English from Turkey. 13:30 to Europe, 12:035, which may carry on to North America. 17:30, 9660. 19:30, 6050. 21:30, 9610. And to North America at 23:5960 and 04 on 6125. The last one also to South Asia on 7285. And BCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, reports Ukraine has reactivated another frequency, medium wave 657, confirmed October 14th at 0355, parallel to 1278 but with a delay. So where's 657? Old listings show it was 25 kilowatts at Chernivtsi. That's in the southwest near the borders of Moldova and Romania. Via Ben Cobb, an opinion piece, recommended reading, titled Savage Cuts to the BBC World Service Make a Mockery of Global Britain. It's written by Lord David Alton, and it appears at politicshome.com. Part of his long piece, As the Free World Retreats from the Dissemination of News and Opinion Around the World, Dictators and Autocrats Will Be More Than Willing to Oblige by Filling the Void. Step up Putin's Russia Today and the Chinese Communist Party's media. Trusted sources of news, you must be joking, but it is not funny. John Perry in Indiana comments, The empty suits aren't the ones listening to programs that are beamed all over the world to varying audiences. If shortwave is such a dead or dying medium, why are TechSun, Eton, Sanjian, and others still in business after all these years? From SBE Local 37, Larry Will forwards this news about an event at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. John Lowe, who was broadcast manager for NIST, stations WWV, HNB, presents a program on the history and operation of these essential stations, The Story of an Old-Timer. It's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, November 9th, sponsored by the Goddard Amateur Radio Club, among others. Apparently it is open to the public, but you need to register at the Visitor Center, 8800 Greenbelt Road. Jeff White and the crew at WRMI continue repairing transmission lines and or antennas, bringing more and more frequencies back on the air. As of October 27th, one still not restored was 7780. That carried a number of World Radio programs, which we hope will be resuming, such as UT Friday at 0330, UT Sunday and Monday at midnight 30. 7730 is supposedly back on the air for a while, but with very low power. I've not been hearing it. 5850, as you mentioned last week, is back on the air, including a new time for World of Radio, UT Saturdays at 0130. Also keep in mind that with the ending of daylight shifting time, some WRMI transmissions of World of Radio and other programs will shift one real UT hour later, depending on the frequency, and others will stay at the same UT. So stand by for updates on those. 9955 is one which will certainly be shifting one UT hour later. But of course, our DST does not end until November 6th. Ben Cobb sends a story from Inside Radio. Former FEMA administrator calls out Ford for removing AM radio from F-150 Lightning. The National Public Warning System, NPWS, relies on 77 specially designated stations. These are being modernized with attack-resistant studios, satellite receivers, transmitters, and food. The NPWS would go on the air in a major catastrophe that would disrupt power and communications. The idea is even those without home receivers could listen to the NPWS in the car, powered by the car battery. But NPWS are almost all AM stations. From the AM switch column of NRCDX News, a letter from Bruce Wickert. The AM broadcasting business is in tough straits. In the local Baton Rouge area, only 6 of the 8 stations from 20 years ago are still on the air, and one of those was bought by the local Magnet High School. Another went from directional to non-directional, losing its antenna farm. Editor David Yosis replies, Yes, indeed, although we have no deletions of U.S. stations to report this week, you can see that most construction permits and STAs are for reduced power as stations move to non-directional single-tower operations or consolidate operations by diplexing or triplexing stations on a single tower. It's been a problem for years that many directional patterns no longer adequately serve metro areas that have grown in different directions during the decades since they were designed. And rising land values have made the use of large plots of land for multi-tower AM directional patterns simply economically unviable in many places. With many local listeners migrating to FM translators anyway, there's little point for many station licensees in maintaining expensive AM tower sites. Fewer and weaker stations can mean fewer DX targets to chase, or it can mean that former pests are less likely to block good DX. Even in the golden age of medium-wave DX, DXers were complaining that things aren't like they used to be. Radio is always changing, both for good and ill, as far as DXers are concerned. And Ben Cobb sent a story from Edison Research. As of the fourth quarter of 2021, radio receivers still had the slightest edge over mobile, with 33% of all audio being consumed on a radio and 32% on a mobile phone. With the latest release of third quarter share of ear data, consumption of audio on a mobile device just passed radio receiver consumption by 33.3% to 33.1%. Jim Bohannon was one of the few nationally syndicated talk radio hosts who had not fallen off the far-right deep end or was not promoting kooks as on C2C AM. But from Radio Insight via NRCDX News, after nearly 30 years hosting a late-night syndicated talk show, Westwood One's Jim Bohannon is retiring from its 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern show. 78 years old, he had been off the air for most of the summer due to unnamed health reasons, which is why he's retiring. His final show was Friday, October 14th. Jimbo had hosted his program for Westwood One and predecessor Mutual since succeeding Larry King in 1993. Bohannon said it's been a great 40 years with Westwood One, the last 30 of which as host of the Jim Bohannon Show. I've enjoyed every minute of our daily nighttime town hall with my guests, callers, and all of America. Conservative talker Rich Valdez takes over his time slot. Radio Vanuatu was missing from 7260 on my nightly checks before 07 UT, October 21st to 23rd, but was back by October 25th, and after 0700 on second harmonic of 3945-7890. Aoki List is one of the major shortwave frequency references, but this from Heinrich via the CSV user list, via Rick Kunath on the IRCA list. I heard from an Asian friend that Mr. Shigenori Aoki is in his 80s and is not sure if he can provide the list at the same extent as he did over the last years. Thanks for his diligent and unselfish work he's done all these years, and wishing him good health. These lists are also known as NDXC for the Nagoya DX Circle. In IRCA DX Monitor, John Perkins says, could this explain unusual DX conditions since October 9th? On that date, the most powerful gamma ray burst ever recorded reached Earth. This also includes a high level of X radiation. It had been traveling at the speed of light for 2.4 giga years, from a star which collapsed into a supernova and becoming a black hole. The propagation outlook from SWPC, G1 minor storm levels likely on the following dates with ANK and C speaking, October 30th at 20 and 5, November 11th, 18 and 5, November 18th, 25 and 5. Solar flux bottoming out at 98, October 28th and 29th, and topping off at 118, November 6th to 9th. And that's World of Radio 2162. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.